All right. Fuck.
Look, that's all I ask. Just wipe the fingerprints off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I'll make sure. I'll make sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I got some shovels
look,
in the back
I
of my truck.
I don't want that to come back to me. I don't want it to, like, have a domino effect and just come back to me.
I see what you did there. Do you guys want to order Domino's?
Are we actually going to, like, do it this time? Like, when we're starting the episode?
Did you guys know that
you didn't
Domino's
see me push that, did you?
What?
Sorry. I was just looking at Brett and he's like looking at me all dumbfounded. I'm like, you didn't see me push that button, did you?
It's because he didn't push the button.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or did I?
I might have pushed the button.
You were talking about Domino's?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Are we getting pizza? Because I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, it might take a little longer than it used to.
Go on.
Because Domino's, I guess, pressured drivers into delivering their pizza in 30 minutes or less, which led to drivers crashing. And then those drivers sued Domino's, which then caused Domino's to remove the 30 minutes or less tag.
So that's kind of like a, you know, like, we can see where that domino effect, pun definitely intended.
Yeah, I mean, it was like three dominoes, but yeah.
Right, but like that has the obvious, like I can see where this one's going. You got anything else that's like...
I think he misunderstood what I meant by, you know, we're doing the
right,
domino.
Right, weird domino, like, effects where it starts off at A.
Oh.
It starts off at like A, and then it ends at like 47.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, so it doesn't end up like point A and then gets delivered to point B?
No, we're starting at A, and we're going up to
typical,
like,
Matt. Am I right? Typical Matt. Whatever. Fucking Matt.
So, like, domino effects, like Genghis Khan's son being an alcoholic, saved Europe.
Yes, but before we talk about that, let's go ahead and let people know. Make sure you guys are following us on Facebook.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's right.
Yeah. You
should check us out on Facebook at Matt's Not Here.
Yeah, and then we also have a Facebook group called The Cult of M&H.
Yes,
yeah.
The Cult of M&H. Make and sure you guys check that out. If you
also,
guys love fucked up memes.
We
That's
also have an Instagram where it's Matt's Not Here Podcast.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys are checking us out on all those different platforms. And yeah. Oh, and our TikTok. I guess we should plug the TikTok.
Yeah, we should talk that tick.
Yeah.
We should also use that more.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. I'm going to try and use that a little more, but I can't make any promises.
It's really difficult. I'm not hip with this new generation.
Yeah.
Neither am I.
It's so much
Neither
easier to upload to our OnlyFans. Am I right?
Wait, what?
Again,
stop teasing that OnlyFans if you're not going to fucking do anything with it.
It's just you on it.
Jeez. That's honestly what it is.
It's only Matt on OnlyFans.
The one place where Matt is here.
And it's real sticky.
Ugh.
So if you guys like feet pictures.
God, no.
Can you guys believe there's people making a living just taking pictures of their feet?
I find that hard to believe, but I guess that's a thing.
It's
I mean,
man.
I personally don't have a fetish for feet. I don't really care for feet.
No.
I know
weird.
They're essential for,
you know,
walking and running and other
sucking
activities.
On and
what the fuck, Matt?
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I just don't really care for feet.
I've never been a feet guy.
No,
me neither. I do like nylons though. So if there's some nylons and some feet, then that's a different story. But like other than that, feet's fucking kind of gross. What you got for us?
I was just actually trying to very quietly make sure that you guys' phones were on silent.
Oh, mine, yeah.
My phone's on silent. Let me see. My watch is on silent. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we're set. We're good. Don't worry. I checked before we actually started recording.
What about your MacPad? Is that on silent? God.
My iPad? Yeah, that's on silent.
Your MacPad book?
My MacPad. What the? This guy.
Your iBook?
It's not any of those. It's an iPad.
Your I'm out of dumb ideas. Anyway.
Apple Pad?
Your Apple Pie?
Your Apple Tablet?
Your Applet?
Your Applet? Hey.
Your iTablet?
A.
B.
A.
C.
D.
It's going through the whole fucking
bit. No, we're not doing that.
It's a weird
no.
episode. We're starting like very high energy here. Hey,
I wanted to be high energy because
that's,
and that's
though.
The whole reason I had this Red
that's
Bull.
That's just it, though. I think we all forgot to say to everybody listening, welcome to this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here! Because he's uploading to OnlyFans.
On this episode,
what is
we've
this,
got some
season 4, episode 5?
Something or other.
Five,
I don't know. I stopped counting a while ago.
I haven't stopped because, you know, it's the only way I can keep
track. Right. Yeah. It's five?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got some fun things to talk about this week.
Don't we have fun stuff to talk about every week?
Well, yeah,
I thought so. But, I mean,
no, but I mean, like,
I know people still listen to us, so
like, we got fun things again, is what I was trying to. Anyway, whatever.
Also, everyone's still listening. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
We really appreciate it. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
Please tell your friends. We're trying to grow this little podcast.
We want more people to listen to our show.
Viagra wasn't working, so if you guys can help us out, that'd be wonderful.
Say what now?
You're what?
We're trying to grow the podcast.
Oh, and giving it Viagra didn't work.
Yeah, Miracle-Gro didn't work either.
So we're switching to Cialis?
I guess.
Oh, right.
Give that a shot.
We did talk to our doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. In case anyone still has this app or is still using this service, Pandora.
Yeah.
We're on Pandora.
Oh, shit. We're on Pandora?
Yeah. I know we haven't been plugging it.
This is Pandora.
But we're officially on Pandora.
Right on.
So
like,
you guys have Pandora.
For the five people who still use Pandora,
there you go.
Check us out. For everyone else who's on Spotify, check us out on Spotify. If you're on Stitcher, check us out on Stitcher. If you're on Apple Podcasts, check us out on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Google Podcasts, check us out on Google Podcasts. Check us out on any podcasting site where
Radio.
You can cast your pods.
The most, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? We made it one.
Oh,
is
yeah.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
I am going to say, though, if you guys are listening to us right now, you're telling them to check us out on... But if they already have a platform and they're listening to this.
Son of a bitch, man.
You got a good point. You got a good point.
Well, you know, for others who might want to check it out on a different platform.
If somebody, if you have a friend and they use a different podcasting platform than you do, and you know what they use.
Yeah, like let's say you're talking to your friend and they're like, oh, I don't use that.
I use this.
Bitch, I know you use Pandora.
Right, so
they're on Pandora.
They're on Pandora now.
Yeah. Yeah, no fucking excuses. We
Circle.
Are everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Except for YouTube.
Yeah.
We're working on it, though. We definitely are working on
it. We are. We're not working hard, but we're working.
Right now would be... should we announce it now or wait for the next episode?
What are we announcing?
We could hype it up on this episode and then announce the next episode, or we could just rip the Band-Aid off and talk about it right now.
Nah, I think we should wait for the next episode.
Let's hype it up.
Yeah.
I mean, we could tell
we have
about
a big
it.
Announcement.
We could tell
big
it. It's kind of cool.
Big announcement.
It's
going to be fucking cool.
Huge. Well, you got to tune in next week.
But you got to tune in. Exactly. Tune in next week, and we'll let you know what it is. You guys are going to love it.
I hope they're going to love it.
I feel like a good percentage of our listeners are going to love it.
If they don't, we quit.
Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm going to keep doing this until the fucking wheels fall off.
Exactly.
Wait, there's wheels?
Metaphorical wheels, Matt.
I mean, it's a train. So
I thought those wheels were gone a long time ago.
Yeah. No, the wheels are gone. The train's just off the rails.
Always off the rails. So, you guys want to talk about anything, a current event perhaps, or
I mean,
anything going on? Since I was going to bring up that event, but we'll wait.
I don't know if you want me to
get
on my soapbox.
Oh, the big announcement.
That event, no. I don't really have anything new except for you know, we talked about the whole shoe thing last week. That was cool. That was just a hot thing that was like had got my attention, and we talked about it and it was fun.
You know what I've been hearing recently?
What's that?
In regards to this whole reopening,
yes.
So what is it, April 15th?
Yes,
they will be allowing live concerts again. So I'm fucking thrilled for that.
I am excited.
Yes.
I'm
now
going to the first live
concert. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've been hearing about it. They're gonna require that you have your COVID vaccine card.
Ooh, that's
before entry.
Very, very 1984.
I know.
Oh, so you mean I can go home and print out a piece of paper and scribble a fucking scribble?
Look,
on
I don't,
there.
I don't know how they're gonna check if it's
right.
official.
Like how? Because, like, I've got my, you know, I had my first shot, and so I've got the card that says I'm halfway there.
Right.
I can fucking print this thing at home.
Yeah.
Speak up.
I can totally print this thing at home. It's super, super,
super
massive,
easy.
Massive air quotes, official looking.
Yeah, so that's something so that I saw. And
yeah,
like,
no, I'm excited.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean,
we'll see, because there's a Necromantic show in Silverwood or whatever.
Like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it only because I do plan on getting the vaccine. I know you already have it.
I got the first half.
Well, that's better than nothing,
I guess.
So
not
my eyes, I do plan on getting it. So for me, it's not going to affect me. I know there's some who are very against getting the vaccine.
Oh, of course.
I wouldn't even cough about that. Like, yeah, Matt is against it. He's openly against it.
I'm openly against it, yeah.
So, cool. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
What, the whole concert thing? I think it's stupid. I think it's, you know, yeah, they should open back up, but they shouldn't require, that.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're going to still require you to wear masks, right? And even Fauci said, oh, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. And then he was caught wearing a mask, and it was just kind of comical.
Right.
But
I don't know. I think the vaccination thing is a necessary evil.
But yeah.
Well, enough. There's the whole herd immunity, you know, theory
right.
out
how
there,
well
too.
How well did that work with the bubonic plague?
Bubonic plague's still around.
Exactly. That's why we have a fucking shot for it.
Yeah, we do have the vaccine.
And we get our flu shots every year. Yeah. So
I don't.
Polio isn't a thing anymore.
No, that was one thing that was... But see, not that's anymore. Also...
Yeah. Thank you, vaccines.
Yeah. So then...
And I'm not saying
for
they don't work.
For those who say
I'm
vaccines
not...
don't work, I point you in the direction of polio.
Or lack thereof.
Or exactly.
Tetanus shot, which I'm due for. I'm going to get one of those with as much shit I'm doing with rust and stuff. Probably be a good idea.
No, I work around metal all day, so it's a thing for me.
You don't need that shot.
I guess Lockjaw's not that bad, huh?
No, exactly.
Have you guys had your cootie shot, though?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah, okay, good.
I get it every day.
I'm glad to hear this, you know. It's very important that
it
you
is,
have your cootie
is.
Shot.
Matt looks confused.
Oh, God, he's touching me.
I didn't get the cootie shot. Oh, he's got his, though. We circle, dot, dot every other day.
Okay, well, aside from that whole concert thing.
Right.
The other thing I just read today was... Newsom, our great Governor Newsom.
You had to jump into more politics.
I'm not jumping into politics much as what he said.
Oh boy, here we go.
So apparently the California economy is set to be open by June 15th.
I didn't know the economy was closed.
So, like a lot of the economy is still closed.
I've been getting billed for shit.
His wineries have been open.
I think what it means is effective June 15th, everything's going to be open.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. So, you know, for those who aren't paying their bills, you're going to have to start paying your bills.
Good. That means people better start paying me more.
I hope so, too. Shit.
And the only...
the cost of living's
gone
up.
The only bill
that... haven't fucking gotten a raise.
The only bill that hasn't... That has stopped for me was my phone bill. And that's just because T-Mobile recognized that a lot of people are going through a hard time, so they're like, look, you don't have to pay your bill.
Well, yeah. So did the water company and Edison and the gas company.
Some people are having their rents forgiven as well.
Yeah, not me.
See, we haven't kept up on utilities. We've kept up on rent and my phone bill and all my other bills I've kept up on.
Yep, I've still had to pay rent every month. Which
well, I think you had to sign up for something.
Well, they just weren't evicting anybody.
Yeah.
But right. It's going to be curious when all
was
of these
it,
bills...
I think it was rent... Well, see, there's a difference. There's rent forgiveness where they won't evict you. And then there's a program where you had to sign up for it and they actually paid your rent for you.
That's cool.
Good luck getting on that program, though.
I have a friend who was able to get on
My mom has been on subsidized housing list for over 15 years and she still can't get on and she's permanently disabled.
That sucks.
Yeah, because there's... I don't want to get into politics, but there's a lot of people who... have not paid into taxes that have kids and then they just throw them on the list without waiting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
And then I get this freaking email from Feinstein today.
Damn, Matt.
Yeah, he's all up in the politics today.
Well, it's because the whole, you know, if you guys aren't aware.
It's okay. It's like I opened a can of worms.
You did.
That's why I didn't want to get it. But this will be a good moment.
Wait.
This will be a good moment to plug this.
Okay. Just do a quick one. Don't fucking have a soapbox moment. Just do a quick. Oh, this is what you're talking about. Don't go into detail.
Okay. Well, let me talk because we're dragging it on.
Matt, Lewis, shut the fuck up.
SEMA, the RPM Act. So if you guys like cars at all, go on to SEMA's website. SEMA and find their little thing to where you can email the senators and local officials and stuff, because the EPA is currently trying to pretty much ban all modifications on competitive vehicles, which means no racing.
Not even competitive vehicles, but all modifications on vehicles in general.
Not quite, but kind of. But anything that's not like you know, you can probably change your headlight bulbs and, you know, paint your car, throw some wheels on, but you can't modify intakes, exhausts, none of that. Tuners.
All the fun shit that
tuners for like better fuel economy that is carb legal in California would be illegal at that point.
Yeah. So go to SEMA, sign that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Let's stop that shit from happening, because it'll fuck motorsports. It'll fuck racing. It'll fuck, unless you're like, so go check it out. Go sign that.
That's right. What that's at.
With that being said,
let's go ahead and take a quick ad break, and we'll be right back.
All
right.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
And we're back. So a big shout out to our favorite sponsor,
BigTittyGothBitches.com.
Wrong podcast. No.
Oh, my bad.
Not that one.
Check out our...
No.
Our coupon code?
No.
MNH?
No. We're not doing that one. No.
Don't go to BigTittyGothBitches.com.
No.
No, our favorite sponsor,
Porn Zombie.
Oh.
Killer Clothing.
Thank you, Matthew. Make sure you check them out.
On Instagram at
Zombie Killer Clothing.
I threw Brett off there. And on Facebook at
Confessions of a Zombie Killer. We all said that at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, can you say it one more time?
Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
There you go.
Yeah, make sure you get some of their sweet fucking merch.
They'll also be listed in the show notes.
Their badass hats, their badass shirts.
We're still waiting on our fucking shoes.
Top-notch fucking shoes.
Still waiting on someone to buy them for us.
If somebody out there loves me and wants to get me some shoes.
I know one of you still have some of that stimmy money.
I'm size 10.
Yeah.
So.
Size 9.
Size 12.
All right.
Unless they run small.
Then a size 11.
They're French, so I don't know what...
They're Italian.
They're Italian. Italiano.
Italian leather.
If they run small, I guess 9.5, maybe 10.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway.
In any case.
In women's, right?
Fuck you. Let's get into it. Let's go ahead and jump into this podcast.
So
today's topic is what, historical domino effects?
Yeah, not strictly historical, but weird domino effects.
Okay, so like cause and effect.
Yeah. One of my favorites is, you guys remember Mad, right? The TV show Mad TV.
Of course, love
Mad
that
Magazine.
Show.
Mad Magazine.
You take the back of the cover and fold them
together.
Yeah,
I used to stay up at 11 just to watch it.
Exactly, I loved the Mad magazines, but. If it wasn't for Mad Magazines, we wouldn't have Childish Gambino.
Huh?
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
So.
I'm wondering.
I'm going to see if Matt can put this one together. Matt,
okay. Yeah.
Would I rather have not ever had Mad Magazine and then never had to listen to Childish Gambino? Or
I dig his music.
I like his music. Yeah.
I also dig his comedy. Donald Glover is a great comedian.
He is a good comedian.
I haven't heard the comedy. So.
He's hilarious. Anyway, so. What this is basically the National Lampoon started off as, you know, a radio magazine. Or it started off as a magazine, which then branched off into a radio comedy, which then branched off into a show with Chevy Chase, right?
Okay, yeah.
Having the Mad TV, which then he went into being one of the OG SNL members, right?
Right.
Chevy Chase was one of the original SNL members. And then the show, what's it called? What's the freaking show?
Which one?
I'm blanking on it. Community.
Chevy Chase. He was part of that, yeah.
Community with Chevy Chase blew up, co-starring Donald Glover. Donald Glover cites that if it wasn't for his part on Community, he wouldn't be as popular and well-known today as he is, and his music career definitely wouldn't have taken off the way it did because of the popularity. So because of, going all the way back, that magazine, we have Donald Glover. Because Chevy Chase wouldn't have been as popular to get onto Community, to help Community blow up.
Right.
He wouldn't have been as popular if he wasn't on SNL. He wouldn't have been on SNL if he hadn't been on Mad TV. And he wouldn't have been on Mad TV if they didn't have the Mad magazine back in the day.
That's just madness.
Very.
It's absolutely mad, lad.
I don't think he was ever on Mad TV, but he was on SNL.
I think he was.
Was he on Mad TV? I'm pretty sure Chevy Chase was never on Mad TV. SNL for sure.
He was an OG SNL member.
Yeah.
I wasn't ever really into SNL, so I'm a little out of the loop.
Yeah, you're more into SNM.
Yeah, he was part of the original.
I love their bicycles.
And they're great bikes. Chevy Chase was on the radio show for Mad. All right. So, yeah.
Okay. Right. I wasn't aware of that. I learned something new today. I'm sorry.
Learn something new every day. You're about to learn more. You ready?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
All right. 26-year-old Mohamed Bouazizi is responsible for Brexit.
Go on.
Okay. So, 26-year-old Mohamed from Tunisia had been the sole income earner in his extended family of eight. He operated a food cart for about 7 years in Sidi Bouzid, which is 300 kilometers south of Tunis. On December 17, 2010, a female officer confiscated his cart and produce. He was humiliated and then went to the provincial headquarters in an attempt to complain to a local municipality officials and have his product or his produce returned.
Fuck the police.
They refused.
Fuck the police.
An audience for him. So he was kind of screwed.
So they wouldn't even see him.
No. And then within an hour of that initial confrontation, Mohamed returned to the headquarters, doused himself with a flammable liquid, and set himself on fire. Public outrage quickly grew over the incident, leading to protests. This immolation and subsequent heavy-handed response by the police to peaceful marchers provoked riots the next day. In an attempt to quell the unrest, President Ben Ali visited Bouzizi in the hospital on the 28th of December, and then Bouzizi, or Mohamed, died on the 4th of January, 2011. So this whole act became a catalyst for the Tunisian Revolution and the wider Arab Spring protests, which led to the Syrian Civil War, the Iraqi insurgency, the Egyptian crisis, the Yemeni Civil War, the Libyan Civil War, including the fall of Gaddafi, the refugee crisis, major unrest in the Middle East, proxy wars, power vacuums, the rise of ISIS, frequent terrorist attacks globally, the rise in popularity of right-wing politicians in Europe, the rise of Erdogan in Turkey, the election of Trump, Brexit, and all that that brings. All because one guy had his freaking cart confiscated, decided to set himself on fire.
Huh.
Fuck.
So when somebody tells you...
Now that's a domino effect.
That not one, you know, one single person can't change the world.
I mean...
Just refer them to this.
Just clearly.
Just light yourself on fire.
Yeah. That's the solution to everything, right? Just light yourself on fire.
On fire. Fuck.
Could you imagine being that cop who confiscated that cart? It's like that bear meme where the bear's like looking out of the corner of his eyes like, oh shit, did I just cause that?
Did I just start that? And yeah, so because of that asshole cop, we got Trump as a president and ISIS.
Nice.
Right on.
Well, not ISIS didn't come from it, but ISIS.
It's not a direct result, but it's indirect result.
Of yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Still, I mean, that's pretty fucking interesting.
That's fucking crazy.
I think that's... A crazy chain of dominoes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jesus.
I've got one.
Okay. I hope this one's a little lighter.
Do you guys like Star Trek?
I'm a Star Wars guy.
More of a Star Wars fan.
Star Wars fan. Yeah. But if you know any Trekkies, they might actually find this one pretty interesting.
Star Trek's a conspiracy.
What if I told you that because of Star Trek... We got Obama.
What?
Okay, hear me out. So, Star Trek Voyager, that was a show back in, what, like, 97, I think?
97.
It was a series. Was not as well received as the previous Star Trek series, so the producers decided to add a new character in an attempt to boost ratings. Actress Jeri Ryan was brought in to play Seven of Nine. Jeri's frequent separations from her husband, Jack Ryan, due to her acting schedule, contributed to their decision to divorce in 1999. In 2004, Jack Ryan became the Republican nominee for an open Senate seat in Illinois. During the campaign, the proceedings from Ryan's divorce became public and contained details of his sex life that did not make him look good. I heard it was some kinky shit going on there that he wasn't too proud of.
Fuck yeah.
The scandal forced Ryan to drop out of the Senate race in July, leaving the GOP time to only find token opposition to Democratic nominee Barack Obama. Obama's landslide victory in the Senate race helped launch him into the national stage. allowing him to pull off an upset victory in the 2008 Democratic primary and win the presidential election. So, as a result of all that,
so the Democrats made Star Trek.
No, I don't. That was not the takeaway from this at all.
That's the takeaway Matt got.
Just kidding.
Jesus.
So, in conclusion, Voyager helped pave the way for the Obama presidency.
You know, Star Trek...
That's foreshadowing.
Star Trek has been on the forefront of a lot of pro-African-American movements. The first... They were the first on-screen interracial kiss.
Right, yeah,
with
I remember
Kirk,
that.
With Captain Kirk and...
Uhura?
I'm sorry?
Was it Uhura?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard something totally different. I was like, wow, great
what
thing to
fuck
call
her.
What
are you hearing?
I thought you called her a whore.
A whore?
yeah, and yeah, I was...
I forget what her rank was, but I remember the name.
Yeah, and now I guess the first black president. So
yeah,
fucking go Star Trek.
Right on. Cool.
All right, you want to hear my favorite one? This is of all the research we've done on this, this one...
We did research?
We were supposed to.
Yeah.
Prince Arthur. This is the title. Prince Arthur got tuberculosis, so England made a whole new religion.
What the fuck? Here we go.
All right. So there's gonna be a lot of Henrys in this one. So buckle up. Henry the Seventh.
Let me buckle up.
Yeah. Henry the Seventh's first son, Prince Arthur.
Okay.
We all may know about the sword and the stone. And
is he the one who became King Arthur?
He would have.
Oh, he would
have.
There's
a few Arthurs.
Oh, okay, okay. Different Arthur.
Prince Arthur, he married Princess Catherine of Aragon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 4 months after they married, he got tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
He died. After this, Henry VII, second son, Henry, became Henry VIII. Henry VIII, asked the Pope to marry... give them an annulment. He actually went back and married Catherine, the one that was gonna marry Arthur. He was like, "I'm gonna take my brother's chick."
Whoa, shit!
Yeah, little shiesty motherfucker.
Fucking scandalous.
So he went to the Pope and he's like, "Hey, can you give us an annulment? We want to get married." The Pope wouldn't do it. The Pope refused. Right. So Henry made himself the supreme head of the Church of England, and started changing the way that the religion did things, so that he could get annulled and continue on and become king. So because his brother got sick, he ended up creating a whole new religion just so he could marry his wife.
Yep. That one checks out. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Historically accurate.
Wouldn't be the first time something like that's happened in history regarding religion.
Right.
But how fucking crazy is that? The whole fucking royal thing. It's like
the whole royal thing.
They all
mind.
Just toss everybody around. Like, yeah, I want yo chick. She's mine.
Right.
She'll be good for our bloodline.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of inbreeding going on in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking terrible.
So I got one here.
Cleft lips.
Dude, oh, geez. So many fucking issues. Oh, jeez.
All right. The fall of the Aztec and Incan empires, caused in part by the conquistadors, led to a massive reforestation in areas that were once designated for cities and farmland cleared for crops and animals. This led to a massive fall in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which brought around 200 years of excessively cold winters in Europe, leading to a mini ice age, which ended around 1750.
Okay. Huh.
Okay.
So...
All right.
So what I get from this is...
I'm confused.
You cut a bunch of trees down, the earth gets hotter. Right. You let them grow, the earth gets colder.
Makes sense.
Okay. There's no winning.
You produce oxygen.
Yeah.
So
what you're saying is the Aztecs caused an ice age?
Indirectly, yeah.
Well, their fall.
The fall of the Aztecs.
The conquistadors, came
up,
and...
Fucked up a bunch of shit.
Conquered. Mm-hmm. They came, they saw, they conquered.
Well, if not for the conquistadors, I wouldn't be here.
That's true.
So, yay.
Wow, this is a domino effect.
Yeah.
And then if you weren't here...
I am the direct result of a domino effect.
So if it wasn't for the fall of the Aztecans via the conquistadors, you guys wouldn't have Matt's Not Here podcast.
Wow.
No.
No, you wouldn't. Holy shit!
Because think about it.
And the domino effect of how we met would have never happened.
Exactly. Because think about it.
Right.
All of that happens, right? The conquistadors take over.
Right.
Resulting in a new bloodline.
Uh-huh.
Which, follow that bloodline all the way down, results in Lewis.
Yay.
And then Lewis has a friend who's also a magician who wasn't me. This magician friend invites me to this party. I meet Lewis. Lewis and I start hanging out. I'm like, hey, I got this other friend, Matt. We should all hang out. The three of us all start hanging out. We start making each other laugh and go, holy shit, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
So we did.
You left a few things out, but there's Patreon for that.
I skipped a few steps. So if it wasn't for the conquistadors, you guys wouldn't have this beautiful podcast. Matt's not here.
And if it wasn't for alcohol as well. Don't forget alcohol.
Oh, my God. Alcohol played a massive role.
So,
role in this.
I wonder if alcohol played a role in the conquistadors invading Aztec Empire.
I'm pretty sure they didn't do it sober.
And I will say...
They were probably high, too.
That when somebody asks us, how did you guys start Matt's Not Here? We just tell them, well, the conquistadors invaded Aztecs, and then we just go into this long-ass story.
That's the story I'm going to start now. So how'd you guys start your podcast? Well, the conquistadors invaded the Aztecs, and they started just taking over, which resulted in one of our friends being born. And then...
who had the bright idea to get drunk one night and decide, hey, you know what we should do? We should start a podcast. Yeah, let's fucking do it.
And then we did it,
and we're here now. Yeah, a year later, and we're still doing this.
Fuck, dude, for some
reason.
It's
been over a year, and we're still doing this.
Doing it for well over a year.
Damn. How did this happen? I don't know.
Alcohol.
Cause and effect.
Blame it on alcohol. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm beginning to question why I'm your friend.
Me too.
I'm kidding. I never question it.
I just go with it. I do every day.
I just go with it.
Yeah.
Right, wait, you what? You're questioning our friendship?
No, I didn't say that.
Lewis has one
what?
A domino effect.
Oh, yeah. Do I do?
You do. Look at that right there.
Let me pull it up real quick.
What do you mean you got to pull it up? Hector.
Hector.
Who's Hector?
Yeah. Fucking racist.
You mean Jaime?
Fuck. You guys have been calling him Jaime?
No, Jaime. It's always been Jaime.
Oh, man.
Did you get the wrong social security card? Is that what it is? You know, that's probably what it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I printed out the wrong one.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
All right, I'll scratch it out and change it. Let me see that Sharpie.
Let me get Jaime real quick. Jaime!
Yes?
Hey, can you go grab that for me real quick? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one.
The one that's about jet fuel and steel beams.
No, not that one.
The other 9/11
Jaime,
one.
That one. The iPad.
The iPad.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Thanks, Jaime. I got it. Thank you.
That was a lot of work for an iPad. Was he eating donuts again?
Probably. You know, or he was off in the back making tacos again.
I don't know. Did you guys see Bill's desk after we fucking fired his ass?
Dude.
He had drawers full of donuts.
Dude. That's the only thing that were in his drawers. That's the only thing that were in his drawers. Left side, donuts. Right side, meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of meth, too.
I tried one of those donuts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you tried the meth.
No.
I'm inclined to believe that.
Yeah.
Donuts, they were mayonnaise filled.
That's a weird individual. No wonder he's no longer here.
Fired him.
I got one.
So what did Jaime give you?
Jaime. Yeah. Thanks, Jaime. So this one is not as detailed as the one Matt just gave us or he's been giving us, but this one's kind of fun and I feel like I need to mention it.
Okay.
You guys, I know, are fans of this. That's why I'm going to bring it up. And if you grew up in the 90s...
Wait, you're trying to say I'm a fan of 9/11? Because that's not the case.
What the fuck, dude?
He's not getting into that one yet.
No.
Maybe I'm talking late 90s, maybe early 2000s. If you grew up in that era, you know, you might be a fan of this.
Okay.
So this is about Satoshi Tajiri. And I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. I don't, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So as a boy, Satoshi liked to run around in fields and meadows and catch and collect different insects because, you know, as a child, who the fuck doesn't? I mean, did you do that?
That's a fucking day and a half to kill right there. I love it. That's a fucking
Remember they had those little bug
me.
Vacuums?
So you guys enjoyed that, right? You guys loved doing that?
Yeah, same here.
Catch lizards.
It was fun. It was fun. So as a young man working for a video game company, Satoshi learned that the fields and meadows he used to play in were being developed for urban purposes. that really sucks. That really does suck.
Right.
I've seen that happen so many times.
So it's such a bummer. I grew up in Florida, and it's such a bummer when like your local like outdoor play area turns into a fucking housing development.
Yeah, that does suck. So realizing that many children are never going to have the same experiences as he did, he decided to create a video game that simulates going around in tall grass and catching and collecting bugs. That video game is now known as Pokemon.
No shit.
Yeah.
But you think of all the domino effects that came from Pokemon. You had Pokemon Go. You had freaking PETA that made that game that was anti-Pokemon, where you save the Pokemon from the evil trainers because it's animal cruelty, apparently.
Oh, fucking kidding me.
I swear to God, dude.
How is it animal cruelty? They're not real. Fictional characters.
I know.
Dude, PETA will protest anything. They protested honey-baked ham by my house the other day just before Easter because fucking honey-baked ham is wrong. There was like five people in front, and it was awesome, and I walked past them eating a ham and cheese croissant.
Okay, what? Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm not going into this.
No. Okay.
I'm a little triggered right now, but I'm not going into it.
Triggered.
Because what does PETA stand for?
People eating tasty animals.
Thank you. So why are they...
You look at me and ask me, the vegetarian, why.
That's precisely the point. That's why I was looking at you.
You know, they're so fucking pro-animal, but they're over here eating all the animals' food and shit.
I know. What the fuck, dude?
People of ethical treatment of animals.
Yes.
Yeah, it's people for the ethical treatment of animals.
But it's people eating tasty animals.
What is ethical treatment?
They kill a fuck ton of animals, and
they kill more animals than fucking...
I hope they do it ethically.
Yeah. What? How do you ethically treat animals?
You give it a massage before you kill it so that your veal tastes better.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Maybe that ham was rubbed right before they were killed.
I'll rub my ham.
Jesus
Christ. Then mayo's going to come out like fucking Bill's Donuts.
Oh, fucking disgusting.
If any of our listeners ever want to open up a donut shop, please call it Bill's Donuts. And let us know where you're located.
Please don't. I would prefer you didn't. So that was my little contribution.
Anything? I don't know if I have anything.
I have one, but the one that I have is more of a tie-on to one that I know you're going to bring up later.
Yeah, so don't do that one yet. I got one.
Okay.
So the Buffalo Bills are responsible for the Kardashians' fame.
Hmm. How so?
All right, so basically it boils down like this. The Bills had a terrible season in 1970. So this allowed them the first overall pick in 1971, which they drafted O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson then met his wife, Nicole Brown, while in Buffalo, and then allegedly killed her.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly, am I right?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Quotes, massive quotes. I'm going to allegedly kill somebody and write a book on what I might do.
When that shit went down.
If I did it, this is how I would have done it.
You guys see what he tweeted on April Fool's?
No.
Oh. It was me.
Oh. It was me.
April Fool's. It might have been a fake one, but I really fucking doubt it.
No, I mean, he wrote a book on it, so I could see him posting something about that.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so, you know, when this shit all went down, OJ hired Robert Kardashian to be his lawyer.
Right.
Right.
So.
And Johnny Cochran.
They won the case, and the Kardashian name became somewhat famous. Kris Kardashian rode that mild fame through her divorce into her marriage to Bruce Jenner, thus becoming Kris Jenner. And when Kim grew up, she dropped an infamous sex tape. That sex tape wouldn't have been such a big deal if she already hadn't been semi-noteworthy, although Ray J also had something to do with that fame.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically...
Did anybody ever find out how that sex tape got leaked, by the way? Because she has no idea how it happened.
Oh, that was a purpose.
Her mom put
it
out.
That was,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna her mom put it out.
Yeah.
To blow that family's fame up even more.
Could you imagine having one of your parents put out a sex tape of you so that you guys can get famous?
That's fucking disgusting. That's why I don't like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, basically the Bills are the reason we have to suffer with the Kardashians.
So
they hadn't drafted OJ.
Right.
He wouldn't have met Nicole, and Robert Kardashian
would
never...
He wouldn't have had the money to get all that stuff.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian would just be another lawyer in New York.
But it's because he was the lawyer for such a high-profile case.
Yeah. He got that notoriety.
That went on for so long.
Which then his wife rode that fame and milked it because all she gave a fuck about was being popular.
She's a fucking bitch.
And Nicole Brown would probably still be alive.
That too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other guy. I forget his name.
Nobody remembers
the one that showed up.
Yeah, the boyfriend.
Yeah, that guy.
Nobody remembers his name, which is fucked up. One of the most infamous murders in American history. You're the second victim. Nobody fucking knows who you are.
Sad.
Damn. Let's take this awkward pause for a moment.
Small violin.
A small, very small, brief moment of silence. Okay, we're done.
All right.
Don't.
What the fuck, Matt?
Fucking
Matt. We said violin, not chin hair, you fucking weirdo.
That's how he is.
That's so
weird. Just ignore him. Maybe if we ignore him, he'll go away.
Let's just cut his microphone cord.
We should. Oh, busting out the knives, are we?
I'm going to cut his microphone cable.
Go for it.
He's going to bust out his knife, and then we're going to have a knife fight. And then that knife fight is going to turn bloody. And then I'm going to have to call an ambulance.
Okay.
Keep going. This is domino effect.
Come on. How is this going to result in China?
He's got a machete, and I've got an axe in the back of my truck. So we can escalate this more.
How is me stabbing Matt going to result in China releasing a brand new video game system?
Wait, what?
You know what? I'm sure I could find a way to make that happen, but I can't think right off the top of my head.
Okay, well.
So, I mean, if you listeners can think of a way that could escalate into that, let us know.
Please let us know. Send us a message.
I think
Anchor.
That'd be fucking interesting.
We might make that happen for you guys.
Whoa.
Wait, what? We might work on a video game system.
We might not stab each other.
No, it has to happen. You have to stab him. It has to come as a direct result from that.
It's for the views.
All right, it's for the
listens.
We got to do it for the listens.
Clickbait. We can clickbait the shit out of the title, too.
Yeah. We finally stab Matt.
It's got to be
finally,
more enticing
Matt's
than that.
Not here.
Yeah, it's true.
Ooh.
All right.
So that was your contribution?
That was mine. That was my contribution, yes.
You got another one?
I do have another one. And this one's kind of interesting. And, okay. So.
Dude, you need some Pam on this chair.
That chair is so loud.
I know.
Can't sit anywhere comfortably in this
thing. We
really
need to get rid of that chair, honestly.
Or just not use it, but whatever.
Okay. No, I'm just going to stay here.
Don't move.
This one goes back to when I was a young boy. Because, I remember watching this on TV. And
when
it
you
was,
were a young boy.
That's what I was trying to
say. I was like, wait a minute.
That's going to come into play. That's going to come into play, but not
If
not
you
yet.
Guys recognize that, you recognize it. If you don't, then
he
you don't.
He was a skater boy.
No.
No.
Different
no,
young boy.
No,
you
no,
fucking
no.
loser.
Fuck. I know.
God. I'm just trying you know to. What? No, I got to kick you out of the parade. Sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. This black parade is over for you. Get
I'm
out.
I'm already sitting. Whoa.
No, we're
God
not making
damn,
it about
Matt.
Race.
Jesus.
You're a horrible goth kid. Your emo phase card is evicted.
I never had an emo phase card.
You fucking lying sack of shit.
No, I really didn't.
Oh, boy. Well, going back to what I was saying.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When you were a young boy.
Before we went off the rails.
Shut up.
Come on.
We just got off the rails.
He's just going to keep
Let's get back on the rails, shall we? Okay. So... an event that happened when I was younger.
Right.
And it's an event that it's a big tragedy that we all remember. 9/11.
Yeah.
We all remember 9/11. And if you don't remember 9/11, well, I don't know. Where the fuck were you hiding?
You probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast if you're that young.
You're too young.
You're probably too young, exactly. You know who else witnessed 9/11?
Who?
A young intern at Cartoon Network. By the name of Gerard Way. Does that ring any bells to you?
Small bell.
Yeah, very small bell. Well, he was on a ferry going down the Hudson. He observed the towers falling. And as a way to cope with the PTSD, he decided to start a band with a couple of friends, his brother. And that band became My Chemical Romance.
Oh, shit.
Now, My Chemical Romance has a very specific aesthetic.
Yes, they do.
They, at least for their first album, they had a very specific aesthetic.
You could definitely see like the clothes laying on the ground, and you're like, that's fucking My Chemical Romance.
Right. They had that like almost vampire but new vampire,
like a kinda, vampire in a marching band.
Exactly, kind of look, kind of aesthetic to them. While this look went ahead and inspired a little known writer,
like a book series almost,
who wrote a book series.
Oh, it did inspire a book series.
Right, the aesthetic inspired a book series by the name of Twilight. You might have seen it or heard of it.
May have watched the first
or movie. You know,
it's your, horrible. Didn't go
your significant other may have
she
told
has
you about
seen
it.
Every single one of them.
Right. So going forward a little more, massive success. Twilight.
Right. Tweens and going crazy all over the place.
For some.
And as a result of it, as it always happens with anything that's popular, fan fiction gets written about it. Fan fiction about Twilight.
Hold up. What are we talking? Like, not like weird fan fiction, or like they're just continuing the story?
Like sexy fan fiction.
Like they got like creepy, sexy with.
Like,
bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Like some dark fucking. Whoosh. You know, that kind of fan fiction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that gets written, which is 50 Shades of Grey.
Get the fuck out.
So indirectly, My Chemical Romance. Or I should say indirectly, 9/11 brought us 50 Shades of Grey.
As well as Panic at the Disco and all those other bands that My Chemical Romance
and
influenced.
Did you know that it also resulted in the downfall of Ellen DeGeneres?
Go on.
So, including everything you just said.
Right.
The ending with 50 Shades of Grey becoming a massive success.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming one of the most popular movies. Bringing the star... Dakota Johnson to the limelight. Well, Dakota Johnson got invited onto a little show, a talk show, with a host by the name of Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those you guys may have seen it. It was kind of popular at the time when it happened. I forget the exact year that she was on, but Dakota Johnson was on the show, and Ellen kind of cracks a joke in kind of a bitchy way, but kind of like a jokey way, where it was like, oh, you didn't invite me to your birthday party. And Dakota Johnson goes, well, actually, no, I did. Hmm. I invited you. She jokes that, oh, well, Ellen says that you never invited me. Dakota says, quote, actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited, the actor said, smiling in a clip that was published. And she goes, last time I was on the show last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, and I didn't even know you wanted to be invited. I didn't even know you liked me. And if you guys have seen the clip, you can see Ellen get visibly uncomfortable. And she goes, of course I like you. You knew I liked you.
Because it's good for the ratings.
Right. And so she's laying into her, right? Actually, I did invite you. And looks out, and... all of Ellen's crew is like, she did. She invited you. Yeah.
Damn.
And this started the domino effect of celebrities and people behind the scenes at Ellen to start talking about, yeah, you know, Ellen's actually a fucking bitch behind the scenes, which resulted in her losing her show, losing her empire, and ending, you know, her, not ending her career, but significantly damaging her career.
Yeah.
So 9/11 not only inspired 50 Shades of Grey, but it contributed to the end of Ellen DeGeneres' career. Because had Dakota Johnson not been in 50 Shades of Grey, she wouldn't have been on Ellen, and she would not have lost her job.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, whoa. Let's go back a little bit. So if you think about it, the Wright brothers caused 9/11.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Matt.
How deep are we going into this fucking rabbit hole?
Sparked quite a few things.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, we're not going to get into that. That's kind of self-explanatory.
You don't need to go very deep.
It's better if you don't go deep.
Yeah.
Well, because they invented
airplanes.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. And we're back after a short glitch and technical hiccup.
Oh, yeah.
You guys probably won't notice it, but...
No.
I mean, if you put in that, like... we're out for technical error sound, which I think would be funny. They would notice it. Or we can just, you know, it jumped over to this part and we're talking about it. So now they know.
Yeah. It happens.
I'll think of something creative.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Not always, but it happens.
Segue into this.
So,
I think we're done with that segment, right?
We wrapped up that segment.
It's pretty much wrapped up. You know, it's crazy how all these little events can lead up to,
how one small,
or maybe directly or even indirectly to something greater,
you know,
or something worse.
It's the butterfly effect. You know? Yeah. Butterfly effect. You know, a butterfly flaps its wings and causes a tsunami.
Yep.
But yeah. So, did you guys get a chance to see the movie recommendation from last week?
I did.
Yeah.
And did we get any? We didn't get any submissions. I'm not even going to ask. I know we didn't. I'd get notified if we did. I hope you guys watched the movie recommendation last week. I tried to make it an easy-to-access one on YouTube from Alter. It was called...
I believe there's even a link on the
link
episode,
in last week's
description.
Is there?
There is. Oh, I put it in there.
That's why. That's the one I didn't watch. Never mind.
Oh, wow. Asshole. Alter.
It slipped my mind.
Honestly, what did you guys think about it?
I liked it. Okay, here. I liked it in the beginning.
It started out.
It started out real good. It was like, it's dark. It's got that like ambiance of like, okay, something's up. It's going to be like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, and for those of you wondering, it's In a Foreign Town on YouTube by Alter.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay, yeah, I did watch that one.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought it was good. It had a good premise.
I dug it.
It was going to be one of those psychological thrillers, and I was really invested in it. I was like, okay, this is going to be pretty good. It sounded good. The ambiance was good.
It had a good build.
Right. Yeah, it had a nice build up.
But I feel like it built up to nothing.
It did. Exactly. That's what it is. It built up to nothing.
I was like, you get that anticipation. You're excited. And then nothing happens, and it's kind of like, I was kind of, disappointed.
It's like when you shake up a flat soda and you go to open it and you're like, this shit's going to pour everywhere.
Happens.
And then it just,
very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But all in all, I mean,
it
had potential to be something good. But
I think it was just executed
like that,
poorly.
Yeah,
I think
that
would
ending,
make,
for sure.
I think it would make a good prelude video into an actual film.
Yes. If we were to have an actual, like, maybe a 30-minute or feature-length film about that character in the sideshow, following him, seeing what he does to people, whatever his powers are.
How he got there.
How he got to the sideshow, even. I think it'd be interesting. And then, you know, and then we can watch this and we can see how the kid ended up at the, you know.
Maybe see some of other people that fell victim to this.
Why was the dad taking him to the thing? Like,
I have questions. I have a lot of questions.
Like, I want to know more about the mom.
Did the dad sell the kid? What was going on?
Something happened.
Did he owe somebody money?
Like, yeah.
Get his wife locked up in a freaking psych ward and then ship the kid off to psychopaths at a freak show?
Yeah, it was a weird movie.
It was a very weird movie. I wouldn't even go as far as calling it a movie. It's a short film. It's a very short film. I think it's like under 5 minutes.
It was nine something, under 10 minutes.
Nine minutes. Shit. It seemed a lot shorter.
It went quick. But yeah, so check it out if you guys want. It's called In a Foreign Town on YouTube. Look up Alter. Alter has a bunch of great short horror movies.
I watch
them all the time.
Maybe you guys can recommend some short films to us. Just try to keep them under 15-20 minutes. Yeah. Nothing longer than that.
To keep the theme going of alternating from an easy to find YouTube short horror film and then a Shudder film that we've been doing, or at least that I've been doing, I want to recommend an old one on Shudder. This isn't a Shudder original, but this is definitely an old school one, and I'm going to be watching it tonight.
Okay.
Tonight I am watching Nosferatu.
Oh.
Yeah, the OG.
Nosferatu. I can't do it in a typo negative voice.
Nosferatu.
So, I'll be watching that one tonight. It's on Shudder. It's available. It's not a Shudder exclusive because it's a freaking old movie.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, and it's, you know, it's not even a talkie.
Mm-mm.
It's got the brief pauses where you got to read that shit. I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm ready to watch it.
Those are going to be some long pauses for you, I'm
Bruh,
sure.
Like four lines is going to take me 15 minutes.
I forget how long that movie is, but I'm sure it's going to be longer film for you.
I think it's only like a 60-minute movie. I could be wrong. It is, oh my God. It's a 95-minute movie.
Oh.
I didn't realize how long it was.
What is that, hour and a half?
Hour and 35
hour
minutes.
Hour and a half. 35 minutes.
Well, yeah. If you don't factor in the credits and all that, yeah, and
it was
an hour
but
and
it was released in 1922.
Yeah, old film.
Let's just do the whole movie thing real quick.
Okay, and go ahead.
Oh, it
what are you gonna do? A synopsis?
I was going to mention like you know who's in it and all that, but it doesn't say it on Shudder. So
okay. Well, that's your recommendation.
That is
and,
my recommendation.
We highly recommend that everybody go out and watch Nosferatu.
If you haven't seen it, I'm sure quite a few of you have. If not, you definitely need to watch it.
And if you do, hit us up on classic. Anchor, send us a voice message, take part in the discussion of the movie next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, you got something for us?
Well, we were talking about the idea, and this is going to be kind of just a little trial get-go thing, but we were talking about the idea of doing like song recommendations for songs that have been either released this week or this month that have just come out from artists we like. If you guys enjoy them, you can go ahead and give them a listen. We're not going to dive into it and talk about them. We're just going to mention song, genre, artist, and whatnot. So I'll start it off. I'll do a recommendation. Just recently released was a song by Mercules where he collaborated with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh,
I saw that came out. I haven't listened to
the
it.
The song's
yet.
Called Homicide. So obviously rap and hip hop. Really, really good. I really liked it. It took me back to like almost like the old school Bone Thugs. Really dope song. So I just figured, hey, we'll do some more recommendations and shit like that if you guys enjoy hearing things like that. Does anybody else have anything they want to say or any recommendations?
I have no song recommendations prepared.
No. That's no worries.
Honestly, neither do I.
So I guess we could just jump into shitty advice of the week.
Let's do it.
All right, here we
All
go.
Right, this week's shitty advice is, if you're worried about failing a field sobriety test when you're pulled over, just tell the officer you're highly intoxicated. They'll skip the field sobriety test altogether. So if you guys don't want to take a field sobriety test, then there you go.
That's some great shitty advice.
What happens after? I mean, that's on you guys.
Yeah. You usually end up spending a night in jail, but that's a whole nother
Is that
thing.
What happens?
Usually.
I was not aware.
Depends on the color of your skin.
Oh, okay. So in my case, I'd probably get deported.
You'd get beat, you'd get beat up and then you'd get deported.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd probably
He'd
be.
Probably
the whole time
killed.
I'd be like, I'm a citizen.
Yeah, they'd nail
I'm
him
citizen.
For sure.
Three times.
I can be here legally. I'm a citizen.
Did Lewis just like miss that one?
He did. He totally missed that one.
It went over my head.
If they pulled over Jesus?
I said they'd really nail him.
Three times. I mean, he's got wine in his blood.
So. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's his name.
Jeez?
I mean, it's short.
Jesus?
It's short for his
Or is it name. Jesus?
Depends on, what he's got going on.
Mm, yeah, it depends on the region.
It depends on the region, what he's wearing.
Yeah, I guess so.
If he's got, like, a flannel and jeans on, he's Jesus. But if he's wearing just a bed sheet, it's Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're ending on a weird note.
We're ending on a very weird note. Are we ending right now?
I mean, it feels like we're wrapping it up.
It definitely feels that way.
Better hurry up and wrap it up before the condom dries out.
God damn it, I was gonna
Jesus.
All right, so guys, if you aren't already, follow us on Instagram at Matt's Not Here Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at
Matt's Not Here.
Check out the Cult of M&H at
The Cult of M&H on Facebook.
Oh, and then, of course, God. Our TikTok, which is, what is it? Is it Matt's Not Here Podcast? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Cool deal.
Okay, you know what?
A fun episode.
Since we're cutting this one a little short because the technical difficulties and all.
Yep.
Cut my podcast into pieces. Matt, shut
technical.
The fuck up.
What?
If you guys are still listening, awesome.
We're sorry.
And we're sorry, but we're not going to tell you exactly what we're going to be doing. That little special announcement that we have.
For next week.
But.
Can we give him a hint?
We can give you guys a hint. It's going to involve video.
Ooh.
It's going to involve us.
Wait.
And it's going to involve
a handful of lube.
No, what? That's
no,
that's,
oh. that's, no. It's going to involve. It might involve you porn. I mean YouTube.
Oh jeez.
Oh.
Maybe.
My bad.
No, it's going to involve video. It's going to involve us. It's going to involve you guys, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We will ask for your cooperation in this. It should turn out to be a fun little project. We will have more details on the next episode of
Matt's Not Here.
And now for the weekly part where we talk shit on our listeners.
I mean,
they're pretty fucking cool. They listen to it.
Yeah, they are pretty fucking cool.
If you're listening to this right now, we fucking love you guys.
And if you're not listening,
fuck you.
Fuck you with a fucking sandpaper dildo.
Weird, but they're not listening. How'd they hear that?
You're right. Fuck. You know what?
I'm leaving.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know what? It's late. I'm getting really tired. You guys want to take a look at this? Look. Okay, let me pull down my pants real quick. Take a look at it.